Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hi, welcome to episode 8 of Sex Rated with me, Lynn Hogan.
And me, Lisa Haig.
Hope you are well. And last week we had our sex therapist on, and there was a lot of good chat about him. People were loving it because he was a nice guy and he sounded very helpful, and also he made it more acceptable and, you know, normal to go to a sex therapist. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Great feedback, to be fair, and I think a lot of people now will know that you've not got to be banging three times a week to be classed as normal.
Yeah, exactly. On this episode, we're going to be chatting to a girl that does webcam stuff, and she also does phone sex.
Yes. Ring up, get your cock out, or your fanny out, and have a good time.
Is it just me, or when you think of somebody doing a sex line, do you think of somebody speaking like this?
Oh yeah, I could do that.
Hi, big boy.
Like, hi, welcome, get it out.
I don't know
what. You give me something to say and then I'll say it. That's going to work better.
Okay.
You want me to say?
I want you to say...
Don't make it dead rude, Lynn.
I won't. I want you to say, how are you doing today? Mm. And maybe something like, can you take your... dick out for me.
Mm-hmm. I could do that. Hey, how are you doing today? Could you take your dick out for me? Duck.
Oh, duck.
Dick out, duck.
I can't take you seriously. And also, when you type in the word dick, or when you try and type dick in,
it
comes up duck.
Oh, duck. You can imagine how many dicks and ducks I have.
It's like the Lisa Dictionary.
Right, but, you say this.
Okay, all right.
Hey up, big fella. How's it hanging? Say that.
Hey up, big fella. How's it hanging?
I'm so much better. John, who's the best?
God.
John?
It's a draw, it's a draw!
To be honest, I actually think I was pretty crap at that, but yeah, I don't think I'd be cut out for that. I wouldn't be able to do it in that weird, like,
no, but the thing
accent.
Is, get it slow because it's more pennies in the old pot.
Yeah.
So if you talk slower and use things like, I'm very, very, very wet right now, throw in, I really, really, really turned on, you could drag that dog out and get another £1.20.
Yeah, well, you remember back in the day, I mean, I don't know if you still get the, like, at the end of the newspapers when you're flicking, but you would always see, like, a girl's face with a little phone that say, call for sex or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're still as popular now, because... I'm not being funny, but I hardly ever phone anybody. I mean, it needs to be really important for me to pick up the phone. And most of the time, I'll just text or I'll just send an email. I can't be arsed with phoning people. I couldn't be bothered phoning up one of these people and sitting on the phone for hours on end trying to get off on somebody going, oh, take your top off for me.
Maybe we've just come up with something new there. Text sex.
I think that maybe is a thing, Lisa.
No, I don't like, but where you...
I think it might be, hon.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant where you text... the stranger, like text sexing, I know it's a thing, but is there, is there text
sexing? Like, is there an actual business?
An app?
There could, an app. There's maybe an app.
Textysexing.com.
There could actually be a thing where it's just an app where you're not actually speaking to anybody, but it just fires back things at you. So then you wouldn't need to go anywhere.
Like a virtual
world.
Have
I just come up with an app that could save people a shitload of money?
And stop them from cheating.
Yes. High five. Let's do it.
Although we were going to do like a fans only and all sorts, and we never really...
we're developing our own app.
The viewers can have that one because we'll not run with it anyway.
We actually won't, to be fair. It's not happening. We always like to delve into each other's sex lives, which our partners absolutely love this bit of the show. So what's been happening in your sex life this week, Lisa?
Not had any. None.
None.
No.
You just had to DIY it.
I did. I tell you what I did do this week. I had a look at my own genitals. I had a peek. Because you
what
know,
do you mean, hold on. Mm-hmm. You got a mirror and, how, or did you just stand in front of the mirror and like look at it? How did you do that?
I used my phone.
What, took a picture?
No, because I didn't want it saving to iCloud. You never know if that'll bite you in the arse.
Yeah.
So I just used it as a mirror. But you know what I found?
On selfie mode.
On selfie mode. Just a little look at it.
Why?
Because the other week I said, I've got a bang tidy vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mate started ribbing me saying, I very much doubt it. You've fired four kids out of it. I bet it looks like a battered old sofa.
Jealous of your vagina.
No, vagina jealousy is the worst sort.
Jealousy.
Yeah.
That's I'm here all week, guys.
The jealousy. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to have a little look because it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, you don't really tend to look down there. If I'm in the shower and I'm shaving or tidying
up. You're seeing it, but you're seeing it upside down.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not seeing the real view that's being got. You're looking at your fanny upside down. Although I did record one of my births, so I have seen my fanny, but with a head coming out.
I know.
I'm very earthy like that.
You put that on when the neighbours come round for a wee quick drink. Oh, look, I've got a video to show you. Come through.
Look at this party trick. Now I'm pulling bunting out of it. Look what I've got. So anyway, I had a look. It's exactly how I thought it was. Absolute peach. You'll be glad to know.
You didn't take a picture. I was going to say, we really must see this work of art vagina that you keep banging on about.
No. But, you know, I just thought, well done you, Lisa.
Well done you.
Well done you.
What a bravade you've got.
what a bonny wee bravade you've got.
What a nice tuppence you've
got. So you have a look at yours. In fact, I invite all of our listeners, have a look at your own fan this week. And, you know, don't send them to John. He doesn't want to see them.
Imagine them all sliding into the sex-rated podcast on Instagram or Twitter and John just, like, opening up all these pictures of fannies.
Could we ask people to send them if they want
to?
No!
And I could pick Fanny of the Week!
There's two different types of Fanny of the Week in Scotland.
All right, yeah. Well, anyway, I think mine would be... What we could do, we could get all the listeners to send a Fanny in. I could slide mine as one of them and see if it gets picked as the best one.
You're obsessed with your own fanny.
You would be if you've seen it.
I love it. I actually got some this week.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a normal night, but it got a bit heated and it was due. You know how you have not a break, but you have a wee bit time off, life gets in the way.
Aye.
I feel like that's what happened. There was a lot on. I was quite busy because the kids were off school and then the weekend was manic and, yeah, it was needed. So we had a nice night watching a movie and it just happened, but it was nice. It was normal, but nice. Had to be done. I think sometimes you not realise that actually, the guys get grumpy, and as the days go on, the grumpier they get.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And sometimes it's just that they need their hole.
That sex of yours just sounded stale. You said nice too many
times.
It sounded like a stale bit of bread.
No.
Sambo, step it up, babes.
It wasn't stale. It was just, I mean, it wasn't like reverse cowboy and nurse's outfits and stuff, but it was just sex, but needed. So today on Sex Rated Podcast, we are chatting sex lines and cams. And our guest is doing a bit of both. So doing the sex chat on the phone and also the cam stuff where they go on cam. And I'm assuming I don't actually know what happens on cams because I've never properly watched one before.
Me neither. I don't know really anything about this, but I presume you can do it from home.
Yeah.
So that you can, I don't know.
You just
slip out the shower and just be all slinky and fabulous. I don't know.
And I'm assuming people just go on and watch you strip off. I don't know what happens.
And then the phone line bit. I mean, surely you've got to designate your hours because if you're walking around Lidl to get your little cucumbers and we should get sponsored by Lidl, but you can't be, oh, hey, big boy. You can't, you know, you've got to pick your place, haven't you?
Yeah.
You can't be at the dinner table. Granny's over.
I just have to take
over.
A quick call.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Get your cock out. That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Yeah,
that.
You've got to put time to one side. This is a working job. You know, it's got to be clear territories.
Well, we have loads of questions and we're going to find out a whole lot more because we have Saucy Megan in the studio. Hi, Saucy Megan.
Hi, ladies.
We've
Hi.
Not just made up that name. That is your actual name. That is how you go as your...
Yeah.
Sex line and your cam name, Saucy Megan.
Yep. Hello.
So welcome to Sex Rated.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us about what you do and how you go about it.
So I work from home. A lot of other cams can be in studios, so you can work in a studio or from home. I do mine from home, which I just find easier. Choose your own hours, pick your own working days. It's phone sex and webcam. So obviously through the phone lines, nobody obviously gets to see you. So that's kind of dying down a little bit now, I would say, because of obviously webcam, new technology. Everyone wants to have a look at what they're actually, who they're talking to, that sort of thing. So, yeah, webcam is basically sitting on beds. It's been like an online stripper. So I'll be sat there in a sort of secretary outfit, college girl, sometimes just bra and underwear, knickers, thongs, whatever you want to wear. It's up to the girl, obviously. You can all wear different outfits. And then the guys will connect to the cam, but it's a long waiting game at times. So you'll be waiting around for...
You need a bit of faster broadband or something. A bit of dial-up, get that speedy process.
Do you have to wait on...
You have to wait in them coming to you.
Right.
So that's where you obviously can be waiting around for an hour or so and no one will come in. And other days you'll log on and there'll be someone in straight away.
So do you have set times that you do it and these guys know? Or do you have to kind of say it in the morning, right, this is what time I'm going on, guys?
You can send out a broadcast message to your followers. So anyone who follows your fan club have got a profile, pictures, and you'll send out a message. So they'll know I'm online when they get that text. It'll just come through like their mobile. But other times you can just go online and you can just wait. Obviously, as a waiting game, they can be on for an hour, have a lot of people, or you can go on for an hour and have no one. So it's just your luck how busy it's going to be that day. But,
so it's not always a one-on-one thing. You could do it and there could be five different people watching what you're doing.
There can be, that's like a group chat type thing. So you could, you can type to them or you can speak. So a lot of the time I try just typing because that takes longer. So you want to keep them on as long as you can for more money.
Good.
So and then you're typing to three or four guys are replying. But a lot of the time it's called an exclusive chat, which is just one-on-one. And then with that, the guys can connect their cam as well. So I can watch them while they watch me as well, which is actually better. Because it's more fun, well, it's more fun for me to see the other person at the other side of it as well.
Is it though? Yeah. Is it? Do you want to see the man jiggling his tail about? Because I'd rather keep their camera off. I'd say, if you want to look at me, Doc, and all my...
Such a Lisa way of putting it, jiggling his tail about.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. I would. So tell me a bit more then. So you'd get the enjoyment out of seeing the willy and them doing whatever they're doing or getting aroused over you or what is it?
I think that's more fun when I can see the other person because I can enjoy it if I want to. I don't always fake it. Sometimes I'll join in. It depends on the guy, really. The ones who are on for a longer time, you're going to have more fun with. You get, like, obviously, one-minute wonders who come in and they're in and out. And by that, I haven't even got my bra off by that point, so that's not fun to me. I'm looking for someone to have a connection with. I know it's work, but it can be a lot of fun as well.
Makes and it
I don't
a bit
mind.
Easier for you.
Yeah, it's easier to ask questions. It's easier to can compliment them, which always goes down well, and then they stay on longer.
Oh, yeah, you're hung like a donkey, and they're thinking...
See all the right things. So if they're saying to me, oh, I like your tits, I can say, oh, you've got a decent cock on you.
I love this bit. You've got cracking tits then. Ah, you've got a smashing bobby. I mean, it's like an insincere compliment, which I think this is great. I could do this.
Oh, God!
No, I could. I could. You've got a smashing lad on you, boyo. Oh, is that a six-pack I see?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I can imagine you, Lisa, coming out with all the belters.
Duck.
Oh, look at my tuppence, duck.
What Hoover is that?
I see in the background. Is that not a shark? Disconnect.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't want your money. Speaking of money, how much is it per minute?
So per minute, it's set at £1.20 a minute.
That's very reasonable.
That is reasonable.
You can set it yourself. There's different levels. So you can have like what you call happy hour and you can bring that right down. Or you can put it up
I wouldn't
and down.
Go lower than £1.20, no. I tell
Megan,
you.
Megan, I think you're a £2.25.
I would say
I think she's undersold herself at £1.20.
You double. You're sitting there in your brand pants. You could be sitting eating your dinner in your kitchen, watching a nice film, but you're in your bedroom. I would say bump that up to at least £2.50 a minute.
I think you're £2.50, Megan. You've got £2.50 all over you.
Absolutely.
I think it depends on if you work like through a company or for yourself. So obviously girls can charge what they like, but I do it through a company. So obviously they get more sort of clients, customers, because they advertise their side of it sort of thing. So they'll obviously get a cut of whatever, which obviously you can go down the route of doing it on your own. But to be honest, I think I just went for the easy option, letting them do all the setup. So all I had to do was sort of be sat there.
Saves you a bit of hassle.
Yeah, basically just for an easier life, really.
And how many times a week do you do this?
So this is my only job, but I probably only do a part-time hours. I would say on average maybe about 25 hours a week. Okay. And I just break it down into going on a couple of hours throughout the day. Maybe lunchtime's good. You get some guys on their lunch break.
What, sitting in the fucking
around.
Work van?
I think that's brilliant.
Knocking one out.
12, so, yeah.
12 o'clock, ham sanger in one hand and a dick in the other.
Listen,
in the
see, next time them. You're in the office and all the guys bugger off for an
they're
hour
going
to the loo.
To sexy Megan.
They're
saucy
not sitting
Megan.
In the loo reading a paper doing a shit. They're in talking to saucy
oh, Lynn.
Megan.
Lynn, you are disgusting.
That's what guys do. They take the paper in and disappear for
no,
an hour.
Yeah, maybe about 40 years ago. Now they've got the phone bay. No one's taking the...
Well, you can tell the ones that are in work. Some of them admit it anyway, but you know when they're in a loo, you're looking round about in the background going, that's not a toilet in a house, that's in work. And they've got the shirt undone with the tie open and they're sitting in the toilet.
Have a look at producer John. Have you ever seen this man? So tell us about the phone sex side of things, doing it on the phone.
That's actually can be really funny at times. A lot of the time you are trying to sort of hold your laugh in, I'm not going to lie. You get some really strange requests. Oh. Strangest thing I had was a guy who wanted me to get a baking tray, like from the kitchen. Where
a baking
you could,
tray.
Where
yeah,
are we going with
you'd
this?
Make, what he wanted was, first of all, me to throw it on the laminate floor and so he could hear the rattle to know I actually had it there. And then he wanted me to get so wet that I was dripping onto the baking tray. So he wanted to hear a soaking wet pussy. Dripping onto a baking tray. And I had this for about 2.5 hours one night.
Did you just go to the tap and fill a wee cup of water and go, well, oh, I'm dripping?
I'm going to sound a bit gross now.
No, just begin, tell us, we love this shit.
I had to spit on it and that wasn't making enough noise. So then I says, can I just...
Piss on it, piss on
put
it.
Put you down for a minute. No, I just got some water and dribbled it a little bit. Spit was as far as I went. I didn't piss on it.
Do you know what? You should have just pissed on baking tray.
No, well, no. I mean, you can buy one for
like a
quid. You
buy a new one.
It's only a pound from the pound shop.
Any other weird requests? I like that. This game. I like this game.
On cam, the... I don't want to say weird because everyone's got their own little fetishes and things, but the thing I've been getting asked the most is for the guy to come on and they'll say, can you give me instructions, like jerk off instructions. So they'll want me to tell them what exactly to do, and then once they've finished, once they've got cum all over their hands, they want me to watch them eating it. So they ask before they come in, are you comfortable watching me eating?
Lisa is currently putting a face mask on. She can't deal with this. She's just had a... What nice sandwich did we have before we came in here? It was lovely. Now we're just thinking, oh, ugh.
That's got my gag reflex going, that one has.
That's an odd one, isn't it? Mm. And do you enjoy doing this?
Well, I find some of it, obviously some of it's entertaining, but there are other times I do enjoy it and I think this is quite fun, quite horny today. I might just join in for real.
And do you get days?
The time.
And do you ever have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not every single call because you just couldn't do that. No. I mean, I've got a high sex drive, but not that good.
How many orgasms per week do you have that's a real orgasm?
I want to know per day.
Oh, per day.
Yeah.
Per day.
Probably once every day. So say I go on from 10 until 12 or 12 till 2, a couple hours in the afternoon, then a couple at night time. Between the afternoon slot and the night time, I've definitely come once.
Have you done? Yeah. Good for you.
Good for you.
Just like that.
Do you get days where you really can't be arsed?
Yeah, you get days where you can't be bothered getting ready. It's like getting dressed up for a Saturday night out every single day. That's the only thing that kind of bothers me. Once you're dressed, it's great because you look nice, you've done your hair and makeup, but that getting up, it takes you about an hour and a half to get ready. Nails, fake tan. Yeah. Basically, as if you're going for a night on the town.
Yeah.
You've got to be dolled up constantly.
I hate to waste a good hairdo. So I'd go out for drinks every night. I'd be pissed. I'd be an alcoholic sex chatter.
Or you feel like you need to go
to dinner.
Yeah, you need to go to the shop or do something so that people can see you. You bump into people. You know what it's like? You're out with your hair and makeup done. You see fucking nobody. Yeah. You're out like a scruff. Totally. You meet all your pals. It's like a school reunion.
Yeah. You're like, oh, hi. £27.50 through the day and then take myself for a sirloin steak at 24 and it wouldn't really, but I just want everyone to see my new hairdo.
Look at me.
I've got a question and it's a bit of a gross one. Look, I don't know if it's gross. It's a good question.
Okay.
If you are on the lady time of the month, is that wiping a week of work out for you?
Well, what I used to do was just stick to phones.
What you were going to say then? Stick.
Well, I have got a way around about it.
Well, tell
so,
us.
So, you know, like porn stars will use sponges and things. Well, you just.
I didn't know they used a sponge.
I didn't know this either. What do you mean use a sponge? Oh.
It's, shove a sponge in like a tampon.
What, a full scale sponge?
Well, they're made specifically kind of for that.
Oh. Yeah.
Like a makeup type sponge.
Do you think we could get one of these for a night out?
Yeah.
So it'd be good if we want to go on a night out. Nothing worse than if you want to put on a beige skirt or some sort of light dress and you're on the blob, you can't do it. Get a sponge.
Why aren't we just using a tampon and cutting the string off?
Well, I do that as well, but you can have some tricky times with that, shall we?
And we should say you should never actually put the thing. No. You need that string to get that dog out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
I do that, to be honest.
If you're putting a sponge up there, then do it at your own risk. We're not telling you to fire
a sponge up. I didn't know that was a real thing.
I didn't know. So,
when
that's in, that stops it, so you can just go ahead and work as normal.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Now, when you do the phone sex, do you have a phone voice? Do you do it in a different sexy voice, or is it just the voice we're hearing?
Just my normal voice. I think when I first started, I was putting on a sort of fake accent by accident, basically.
Australian, it just come out.
But no,
good night, mate.
when you get used to it and you do it, like, you could be on there for 6 hours at a time, so you can't
six
keep the...
6 hours?
Yeah, you don't have to, but if
John,
you've got nothing
type in £1.20 times 60 times 6. If you will.
What the?
John's so handy, look, he's whipped out his
calculator. Are you telling me that you can be on the phone? I mean, I'm a texter. See, if somebody phones me, you're lucky if I'm going to answer.
Oh, I'm saying.
If I answer, you're getting 5-10 minutes of
432 media. Quid for that 6 hour call.
Wow.
I hope you're a UK resident.
But for six hours is a long time to be on the phone.
I'd be like, oh, do you
but
know what, mate?
You have breaks in between it. Like, bear in mind, you wait on the phone. Like ringing, so you might be sat there for 6 hours, but you might only be talking for half of that.
Oh, right.
Kind of thing. So you get breaks in between, obviously. And you can log on and off whenever you like. You don't have to have set times and hours.
And you're going to need to have your lunch as well. You're going to need to have... Do you make sure you eat enough in between calls?
You've got to make sure you're getting your lunch. I think she knows how to eat, Lisa, for goodness sake.
You know, if you're bombarded with calls, though, sometimes it gets like 2-3 o'clock.
Yeah.
When you're busy and you think, bloody hell, I've not had my dinner.
Yeah.
Saucy Megan, she's thinking, God, one after other, these horny bastards. I'm itching for that tuna wrap I've got.
If I was, by the way, this sounds like the ideal job, because I think if I was doing this and I was doing a bit of phone sex, I would go to bed or wherever you need to be for it, and I would have snacks. Snacks is a key. I'd have a packet of Monster Munch and maybe a bar of chocolate, because that'll give you energy. And I'd maybe have something like a wee cocktail sausages or a wee Diddly Dunkers, so that you've got something.
That is the oddest
combination
of snacks.
These are good.
For a start, a Monster Munch makes your fingers stink of pickled onion. Now,
you don't
imagine,
want to be rubbing that all over your fanny. That's going to stink.
Well, I'll use my left hand for that, to eat the pickled onion Monster Munch.
I get caught out with things like that, though. I do have snacks, and it's been really quiet for, say, 45 minutes, and I go, right, I'm going to grab a wee biscuit on the sly, and then the next minute somebody comes in, you get a mouthful of Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
It's not good, no.
And I think we should do like a little bit of like almost like role play. Maybe Lisa, you could be the caller.
I could be the sex person.
And Saucy Megan, you could just be Saucy Megan.
Do you ever get women phone you?
The odd time, yeah, which doesn't really turn me on at all, but...
But you've still got to do it.
It's a job, yeah. Megan. You've just got to get your hands dirty, dog.
You're just about to get another woman for you. Lisa is going to
just
going to
roll her eyes. Well, I do, but I mean, come on, I want some cock on the end.
That's what I'm thinking.
We could do the role play with John. John can be the caller.
John's got a wife. John's got a wife.
John, you can be
I
the
can
caller.
I can do it. I want to all do right, it. Okay. I can
right.
do it.
Okay. So how would this start off? You would...
Ring.
You would phone. Ring. So what happens when you answer the phone? Do you answer and go, hey, sexy? Or is it just, hello?
Let's go back to back so we can't see right. each other.
Fuck, we're getting into character here. Here we go.
You're lucky I'm not doing handstand. All right, okay.
Here we go. Okay, so I'll be the phone ringing.
Hi, Saucy Megan here. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, you good? What's your name?
Lisa.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Sorry, I've not got a cock, Megan. I can hear
this. Disappointed already.
What are you wearing, Megan?
I've got black underwear on. It's just a black lacy bra, black thong to match, and I've got black high heels on right now.
Oh,
and nice. I'm lying on the sofa.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Where are you? Are you at home or work?
I'm at work. I'm in the van.
Oh. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's a big white van. I've not hoovered it yet, though. It's a scruffy white van.
Oh, fuck. She had to get hoovered in there.
I did.
Well, I wouldn't mind being in the back of the van with you. That sounds horny.
I see what you're doing,
She's
Megan.
She's fucking good.
Anything I say, I'm eating a sausage roll. I could fucking eat you. I know
I'd
where
love
it's
to
going.
Stick that sausage roll right in your.
I reckon I can tee Megan up every time.
Come on, let's
watch
go.
Watch this. Yeah, I'm just eating a hot dog, Megan.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, how would you go for this one? I'm just having a Bombay bad boy pot noodle.
Spicy?
Very good.
I feel like we need more foods. I'm like trying to think. I'm just eating some pickled onion monster munch.
Yeah, don't put your pickly fingers up there. Right, let's do this again.
Right.
So I'm going to be the sexy.
Okay.
You're going to be the caller.
I'm the caller.
John's going to be the phone.
The bring.
Bring. Right. And you can judge how good I am.
Okay.
And it's going
right,
to be good.
So Saucy Megan's going to judge us.
Saucy Megan's
going to judge
us.
Right. Yeah. Mainly you.
Mainly me.
Okay, here we go.
Ring.
What a fucking rubbish ring.
Hello. Sexy Lisa here.
Hello, Sexy Lisa.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm very well. My name's John.
Stop it!
Oh, John, I'm glad you've called me. I've been waiting all morning.
Oh, have you? Great. I'm wearing a nice checked shirt for you today.
I love checked shirts. Why don't you take it off and rub your nipples, John?
Oh, okay. I've not had that request before. I'm taking it off. I'm rubbing my nipples.
Why don't you take your clothes off as slow as you possibly can? You like that, don't you? Keep them
very
on.
Good.
Keep them on the phone a bit. Nice and slow, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get to the wanking part, please?
Yes. Why don't we grab a hold of that sucker tight?
What sucker?
You willy.
Say the word. Say the word.
Say the word, Lisa.
Your cock, John.
Oh, I'm holding my cock.
Oh, good for you. Gaze, you got a rubbed
I've up. Got it in my hand.
In your horn. Yes, give that a good old tug, John, boy.
I'm tugging it.
Well, don't tug it too much. I'm trying to keep you on phone. Think of jelly and ice cream. Think of something.
Think of a cat dying. Oh.
Yeah, dead cat.
I'm going to come.
Well, that's your lot then, John. Bye. Eat it if you want to. Bye. I made that £2.50 there.
The thing is, if you were on cam, Lisa, it would be a whole different story because your face tells such a different story. You're disgusted with what's going on. You're like, John.
Well, I got into that, actually.
You're actually okay. You've got
you
good
because
chat.
Because it's you. Because it's
You've
me.
Got good chat. What do you think, Saucy
Megan?
I
thought it was good at the end when she said, eat it.
That's the only bit of that whole call she liked. Fuck your Shark Hoover bit. Like, I like the bit where you said, eat it.
You've done very well.
Megan, what about I told him, rub his nipples? I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
A strange request for a guy. That's the last thing they want to be doing is rubbing their nipples.
We do get a lot of them come on with things on their nipples. Actually, mostly just pegs, like clothesline pegs. I don't know why they don't buy nipple clamps because they are available.
Going out every day like that. Why have I got no fucking pegs left to hang up this t-shirt?
What sort of pegs, like the wooden ones? Or
yeah, like
ones?
Really old looking wooden ones.
Not them like donkey peg ones that go down
on the line.
Do you ever get guys where they come on and they're on cam and you see them and you maybe bump into them when you're out doing your shopping?
Never. It's never happened yet.
Oh, God.
I do. If people look at me funny in the street or in a pub, I'll always give them a second look now and think, oh, are they recognise me? But it's nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's basically just men looking at women.
And how can we find you if anybody wants to go on and have a look at Saucy Megan or get involved in the cam stuff?
It's all on Twitter, so we'll just go on Twitter, Saucy Megan on there, and all the information's on the front. A link to the webcam is on my front page.
Great. John's on just now.
Tapping away.
Do you ever get Saucy Megan?
Do you ever get people on and you just think, oh, you are disgusting. I don't even want to show you my jugs. Do you ever think
looking
that?
At them, you mean? No, I get asked that a lot, if there's people who I don't find attractive, but even people who I wouldn't fancy in a pub or in the street, they never gross me out or make me feel uncomfortable, and I can always just go on with it. Mm-hmm. It's like it's just be a switch that it's work and...
It's work and yeah. a bit of fun at uh-huh. the end
and
of the day.
And the thing is, there's mm-hmm. no physical contact, so mm-hmm. you're not putting yourself in any... danger by being in a room with somebody. They are on yeah. the end. I mean, they can do what they want while they, yeah. you know, play with the balls. Or
you do get some good looking ones as well, though. There was one that really threw me. He looked like AJ, the boxer. So that
I
made
love
me.
Him.
So do I, that made me more nervous because normally yeah. I'm fine. I'm in control. That's my thing. But when this guy came on, I thought, oh dear, he looks really like him. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I bet. So, did he stay on a long while?
It was on for about 45 minutes,
not a bad punter.
Yeah,
that one.
Quite yeah. impressed with.
That's
yeah.
decent. Well, listen, we have loved having you in. We found out
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Yeah, I love your honesty. Absolutely. Brilliant.
And also, if you're ever stuck and you're going away on holiday and you can't do it, then there you go. You've got your replacement, Lisa. Saucy Lisa.
Just hand it.
Change
call
the handle.
Call diver. Hello, sexy Hagee here.
You and Chris will be out for dinner. You'll be like, Chris, just give me 2 minutes. I'll be back.
I'm just paying for your pudding, lad. 1 minute.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Megan.
For having Thank me, girls. You. Thanks.
Wasn't she nice?
Loved her. Really, really good.
She can come to our Christmas party.
She can come to the party.
Saucy Megan, you're on the guest list. She was just lovely, though, and actually very, I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but normal.
Yeah, very relatable. She could be a next-door neighbour. She is somebody's next-door neighbour.
Exactly, she is. And she didn't seem like she hated it at all.
No.
She said she actually enjoyed getting done up and, you know, getting her hair and makeup done and stuff. And I also just loved the bit where we said to her, like, what's the kind of things that you'll say? And she just said it in such a normal way. Like, they'll say, oh, you've got nice tits. And I'll say, oh, you've got a nice cock on you. It's like so normal. Like, imagine if you're just out in a restaurant and a guy comes up, nice touch, a nice cock, mate.
I liked it that she gave you a warning of having a fiddle with yourself after a packet of Monster Munch. Health warning.
Safety comes first as well with our Saucy Megan. On Instagram, we are at Sex Rated Podcast, and we always put a wee poll up there. And this week's was, have you ever used a sex line or a sex cam? What do you think the results were? Lisa Haig.
I think... that it is 35% have.
22% have, 78% haven't.
I'd like those figures cut down to men and women.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I mean, we did hear Saucy Megan saying that actually, we have to call her Saucy Megan.
I know,
because, like,
cool name.
Put the saucy in front. She did say that phone lines, the phone sex chat was starting to die down a wee bit.
Yeah.
But I guess there'll always be a market for it because... some guys probably don't want to be seen.
The older generation probably still want to pick up the phone.
Still got a house phone next to their bed.
Yeah. In
their
God.
What age has got a phone next to their bed? One of the old ones that you pick up and put your finger
ring,
in the
dialer. Ring. Yeah. Yes. But yeah, I can see why it would be. If you're spending the same and you get to see what you're playing to, I suppose that... is a big added bonus.
Yeah, and she enjoys it. Megan, saucy Megan.
She actually, I mean, a lot of our guests have said they're faking it. You know, you're making somebody feel special, you're doing that, but she's actually
doing it. She's
getting
her rocks off
to it. She's having an orgasm with them.
Every day.
There'll be a lot of men, because I do believe what she said. I don't think she'd have a reason to fib on that. And I think she'll get more business from the fact of men going, do you know what, I actually want one that's into it and is aroused. Yeah. And
it's not just a girl that's just in there for the money, just rubbing herself up and down, like, right, bam, you've done, right, next guy, come on. She is getting into it, and actually it's more of an experience for the man. Just in case any guys are listening just now, looking for the perfect webcam girl, Saucy Megan is your gal. We should actually take a cut on her money for helping.
I don't know if we should be promoting it to that extent, Lynn, of saying to the guys, pick up the phone, give her a call. He's like, I've got to MOT car. I've got to get that goldfish that I promised Littlin. Oh, and I must ring Sexy Megan.
Next time you're checking the joint account, you're like, poor Megan's listening, like, whoa, shut the fuck up, Lisa.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
You're listening to Sex Rated Podcast, Episode 8, with Lisa and me, Lynn. And Sir Midi Spa are located in Uddingston, run by Karen, who's your friend, Lisa.
She is. She's my beautiful friend.
She's got over 12 years' experience. She's treated everyone from celebrities to social media influencers with the likes of Botox and Derma filler treatments. And they've got a cool laser treatment that's new, which we mentioned last week because it helps with skin tightening and scar reduction and skin tag removal and deep wrinkles and all that kind of thing, but it also helps with something else.
Just when you think this machine can't do any better, it's there doing the shit for the Kardashians. I mean, we could give it its full proper name, but it's got a nice fanny tightening mode.
Yeah,
it does. On this piece of equipment,
it does a lot down there. The correct term is gynecological issues.
Yes.
And it can include things like, if you've just given birth, it will help you down there. And also if you want to help with your pelvic floor muscles, stuff like that. And also if you want to improve the quality of your sex life. Helps with a lot of things as well. Vaginal dryness. Also, this is my favourite because I really struggle with this sometimes. I've had two kids and one of the births was quite traumatic. So sometimes if I'm out for a run or doing exercise, I get a wee, you know, a wee bit dribble comes out. You're like, oh fuck, it's happened again, here we go.
I see your dribble and I raise you to a full pish on a trampoline.
Obviously yours is going to be a lot worse, but this can help with unwanted loss of urine.
It's going to tighten this baby up. Now, I've spoke to Karen about this procedure in depth because she really did want to make sure that this is done properly. So Karen made a joke of it and said, I'm all for the face, I'll leave somebody else to the aye. Mm-hmm. So she's got a gynecologist in. She's like, I know what I'm doing with people's bodies and face, but that area is a sensitive area. It's got to be done right. So a gynecologist will be up at Sir Medi Spa to perform this. And if they don't feel that this is going to work for you, for whatever reason is because you get a full assessment first, then it's not for you. You're not going to be wasting a lot of money to try and, you know, do something that's not going to work for you. But, you know, we've got a little bit of info about it. If you're going through the menopause or you've just given birth or underwent cancer therapies or surgery, you want to fight or prevent pelvic floor disease. There's loads of things that this is. So as well as it being a little bit funny that you can get your fanny tightened.
You get your fanny sorted out.
Yeah.
And stop peeing.
And you can just stop peeing, And, I mean, we all can't crack a nut in it like me, Lynn.
Stop pissing on a trampoline.
But yeah, I can vouch. Karen is the girl to go to. Sir Medi Spa is the best in the business. And she's the one to go to. Get done by proper professionals that are there to look after that lady area.
And if you want to find out more, if you're interested, you can check out all the info at sirmedispa.co.uk. That's Sir, S-U-R, Medi, M-E-D-I, Spa, S-P-A, Sir Medi Spa, all one word, .co.uk. Go and have a look. Every week on Sex Rated Podcast, we do the funny thing about sex, which we love. We get your funny sex stories. And if you want to send yours in, you can do it on Instagram, Twitter or Facebook. I'll give you all the details in a bit. But this week, we're going to hear from Sharon.
Once, when a friend of mine went down on a guy, she swallowed and there was so much semen that it actually came out of her nose. Luckily, he didn't notice, but she had to hastily grab a tissue to clean it up and head to the bathroom.
Oh! Do you know what this reminds me of? If you have a drink of juice and somebody makes you laugh and you cough and it comes spurting out your nose and it's the oddest, uncomfortablest feeling, can you imagine that happening but with cum and not...
Lynn, show you're making me gag. Oh, God. You can't unhear that when you've heard it. People should get a warning not to listen to that while they're driving.
This guy must have not had it in a long
time. I can't deal with this one.
Can I just say something else?
Over to Lynn.
You know when...
It's making me sweat.
You know if it's not happened for a while, it's thicker and whiter and more lumpier. What are you having for your dinner tonight, Lisa? What about a nice creamy mushroom soup?
Oh my God.
A chicken soup.
You should say about
a nose. A condensed chicken soup.
Look, it's made my legs go tingly.
Well, that is a funny story. If you've got any funny stories.
Listen, I'm going to come back on now. Hang on.
We had a couple.
Listen, I don't want your cum stories. I don't want any.
Last week we said we didn't want blood stories. We've gone from blood to severe semen.
I am literally crying. If people could see me, I've got tears because that's made me gag. We'll take your banjo strings. We'll take your dog jumps on your back while you're giving dog. I'll take anything. I'll take anything, but I cannot deal with that. That story there. What's the lady's name that's
missed? Sharon.
Sharon, be gone, you dirty dog. Or is it Sharon's friend?
It was Sharon's friend. Yeah, it wasn't
that poor woman.
Sharon.
I'd need counselling. I can't. You've hit my spot. That is my limit.
I imagine going in to see a counsellor. How can I help you? Well, look, this is what happened. Cum came through my nose and... Yeah, it wasn't a good story, but we love your funny sex stories. If you want to get in touch and maybe feature on next week's Sex Rated podcast, you can get involved. Twitter at Sex Rated, Facebook Sex Rated, or we're on Instagram at Sex Rated podcast. Well, that's us almost done for episode 8 of Sex Rated. This has been an interesting one. We've heard about your absolutely fantastic, amazing vag, Lisa.
Yes.
And how wonderful it is and how pretty it is and...
I'm going to get it out at the Christmas party.
I think what you should do is take a photo of it and we'll get it made up into a big, massive banner. Could be the logo.
We could have masks. It's just my vagina. Looking all pretty.
We also had Saucy Megan on. Lovely.
Yep, loved her.
She was so nice. And you can follow her on Twitter. We were on having a wee look at her Twitter.
It is rude.
It is saucy.
It is very saucy.
You're
getting a lot for your money.
Yeah. And favourite bit of the whole episode has been you almost vomiting because of the cum story. Sharon told us her funny thing about sex story and it was the semen going through the nose.
We know what it was, Lynn. We've just heard it. Everybody knows what it was.
You're still gagging.
My eyes are still running. You know, it's my weak spot and I can't deal with that story. That's made me want to quit the show.
So if Lisa's not here next week, you'll know that is why. Please, last week we said no blood stories.
I'm happy with blood. I'll go back to
this
blood.
This week, no cum stories, please, on the funny thing about sex. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
This is 4 Network.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.